Nike is making a big investment in American distance runners. The company has immersed six elite runners in an unconventional conditioning program that artificially simulates the effects of high altitude on the body. One of the participants in Project Oregon has qualified for the Athens Olympics in two events. Reporter Tom Bonsi has spent some time with him.
Runner Dan Brown surges on the final lap of an Olympic trials tune-up race in Eugene, Oregon. Crossing the finish line, he shows pleasure with his 5,000-meter time by tossing his designer sunglasses into the crowd.
Down the main straightaway.
Yet the Oregon native has finished in fourth place behind three runners from Kenya. That's standard fare for American distance runners. The last American man to win an Olympic medal in a distance event was Frank Shorter in Montreal, 1976. Dan Brown has qualified for the Olympic marathon and 10K in Athens. He says he doesn't intend to nip at the African's heels forever.
Ultimately, what we're trying to do is just reestablish American distance running as something other than just a sideshow. You know, I'd like to get to the point where we can compete and beat, you know, some of the Africans on a more of a regular basis.
Dan Brown belongs to the founding members of Nike's Oregon Project. In early 2002, he and five other promising runners joined an experiment to see if the best technology and coaching that Nike's money can buy can mold a new generation of champions.
This is the altitude room. There's plastic on the floor to seal up the room.
The hermetically sealed altitude room is a key part of a regimen called Live High, Train Low.
This is what it sounds like when I go to bed.
The lean 29-year-old switches on a machine in his bedroom closet. It runs all night, filtering out oxygen to simulate the rarefied air of a high altitude.
I monitor this daily just to make sure that I'm not sleeping up on Mount Everest. I definitely don't want to go above, you know, like 16 or 17,000 feet.
Brown spends about 9 hours a day in the oxygen-deprived bedroom. His teammates sleep and play video games in another house Nike remodeled. Their living areas, as well as their bedrooms, have altitude controls.
You would definitely notice it within about 10 minutes. You would notice you're becoming out of breath, and you're breathing deeper, and something just doesn't quite feel right. But I've gotten to the point where I can adjust to it pretty quickly, and I know the feeling.
Technology suspends Brown and the other Oregon Project runners somewhere in the High Rockies by night. By day, they just walk out the front door and they're in Portland, practically at sea level. Human Performance Lab Director Scott Trappi of Ball State University says altitude training is popular because it naturally stimulates production of red blood cells. The more red blood cells, the more oxygen gets to your muscles, the more endurance you have. The drawback is that you can't work out at maximum intensity up in thin air. Trappi explains the Live High, Train Low machinery lets runners have the best of both worlds.
I think there's enough science behind it to suggest that it's certainly worth doing. If the costs were less, I think we'd probably see even more athletes doing that.
Corporate spokespeople at Nike declined to discuss the subject. They won't say how much money the company has sunk into Oregon Project gizmos and athlete contracts or how long they'll stick with it. The International Olympic Committee and the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency have looked into artificial altitude training and raised no objections, other than to say portable altitude tents will not be allowed in the athletes' village at the Athens Games. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi.